This is the Gary Cantrell Podcast.
The Gary Cantrell Podcast. What's going on, everybody? It's been a while since I've done one of these solo pods. It's been about a month, actually. Yeah, because the last one I did was the three-year anniversary, and I had some behind the songs with my cousin Larry, which, by the way, you guys have given me a lot of great feedback on those, and I still have a lot more to do. Larry and I have two more episodes together, and then I've got some ones on my own. So, yeah, that should be good. Those are going to be coming in the next couple of weeks. It kind of depends on, like, what I feel like doing, kind of where my life is at that moment. You know, do I feel like I have something that I want to share that has to pertain to me specifically? And then if I don't, well, then I have these other things that also pertain to me specifically that can kind of fill in for the times in my life where there's just not a ton going on. So that's kind of how I feel about it. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. Thank you guys so much for checking it out. I do appreciate it. And I think now we can get rid of those headphones now that the music is faded out. I like to bring it down as I'm talking, leave a nice little music bed kind of underneath. It's a lot of fun. Today I want to talk about what I did last weekend, which by the time this is out, you will have possibly already seen my vlog titled "I Ran a 5K and a 10K at the Same Time." And that vlog was a lot of fun to do. I was at Burke Lake. I had the 5K and 10K medals from the Flying Pig, and I raced both of them. I did it all at once. I did one continuous kind of walk. The whole park, to walk it, is about 4.5 miles, and there's some other little trails you can kind of veer off on. So I ended up at just over 10 miles, which was pretty amazing. And but it was kind of on camera I'm kind of just hamming it up, goofing it up for entertainment purposes, but inside I really felt a sense of accomplishment. I really felt kind of just a lot of emotion on the inside that I couldn't necessarily or didn't necessarily feel comfortable kind of letting out at that moment. But I felt really good for the first time in a long time. And it just got me like thinking, I'm like, you know, this year has just been insane. It's been one thing after the other. I've talked about it a little bit, but if you're new to this podcast or not sure what I'm talking about, I mean, this year has just been an emotional wreck for me this year. I started out in January, my dog getting sick, and he did recover, and he's doing good right now. But from there, I kind of just like spiraled in a way, which is, it's kind of weird to think. I just had like this really weird like spiral down. And if you remember, there was a podcast that I did in February where I talked about how I was going to not be at the Flying Pig. I actually, it was terrible. I have this immense pressure on my shoulders, basically. And I felt like I was in this kind of like dark place where like I didn't really have any friends, and emotionally I was just kind of feeling like I was in a rut, and I was kind of just like, I was just a mess, and my knees were really starting to kill me at the time. And I'm like, how am I going to show up to Cincinnati and be around people and try to perform this race? Like, in my mind, I felt like there was no way that I was going to be able to complete this race. I just felt like it was impossible, which is quite the opposite of something that I normally would think, because, you know, ever since I started trying to lose weight 3 years ago, and yes, I've gained some back, but ever since I lost the weight, I always had this like feeling of like I could do anything. I felt like, there was nothing that could stop me from reaching, my goals and my dreams. And somewhere along the way, I got really lost, and, I spiraled into a deep level of depression, and it really just screwed me up. And, as a result, like I said, I pulled out of the race. I was an ambassador for the Flying Pig, And I had to send that email to them and tell them, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. I had to, you know, go on a podcast and tell everybody at once, which is kind of the wrong way to go about it. And I'm sorry for that. But I just felt like I was going to tell everybody at once. And this is the place where I feel so comfortable. Like I can just tell people anything, you know, anything that's going on up here in the brain. And at the time I was just in a dark place. I mean, I shouldn't even have been doing podcasting at that time because my mind was just not in the right, it was just not in the right frame. And I did not feel like I was in a good mental spot. And, you know, I shut a lot of people out and, here we are. Here we are. I think ultimately I just want to, now that I've reflected on it, now that I've been able to complete this race, when number one, I didn't think I was going to. Number two, I was just thinking that my knees were just absolutely shot. Number three, I came on this podcast back in February and just, I was just like, I'm not coming. Nobody gives a shit if I'm going to be there. Who cares? I'm not coming. And it was just the wrong way to go about it. And for that, I'm sorry. I truly am. I'm sorry to myself as well, because in a way I felt like I let myself down. I felt like, you know, who the hell am I? What am I doing? And why are you giving up so easily something that you fought so hard for? And, when I finished that race this weekend, it felt like some weight lifted off my shoulders. Sharing this with you guys is like a weight off my shoulders. It's heavy even coming on here and sharing this, because I've not really talked to anybody about this. You know, it's not something you go and talk to people about. It's just something I kind of keep close. And that's pretty much what's been on my mind for so long, and I just didn't know how I wanted to say it, how I wanted to finally be able to get it out. I didn't know how that was going to happen, but it's out, so I feel better now that I've shared it. And you know, apologize to all of you that were going to go and thought I was going to be there, and I apologize to myself for letting myself down. But you know what? There's only one way we can look from here, and it's up. That's it. Like, I feel like the year for me personally is turning around, and I don't want to get too cocky about it, because the next thing I know is something else is just going to come and ruin everything. So I'm really just putting my head down and just grinding. I mean, I'm trying to make videos, making podcasts. I keep myself busy. That's how I cope with all of my mental issues, is I just keep myself busy. And that's just where I'm at right now. But I will say that I feel like I'm in a much better spot. And it certainly is not going to fix where I've been. But the best thing I can do is just look forward and put forth the best effort in whatever it is I'm trying to do. And I'm still trying to figure out what that is. And that's okay. It's okay to necessarily not know what I'm going to do. We're just going to take it day by day. So that's pretty much all for me. I wanted to keep this relatively short, but it's just been, it's been quite a time this year. If anybody felt like I blew them off, I'm sorry. Feel bad that I blew myself off pretty much. I was just like, dude, you know, all this work you put in, what are you doing? You're going to let a little knee ache stop you? You're going to use that as the excuse? I don't know. But that's pretty much what I wanted to say. And if you're listening to this, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. Thanks for always supporting the podcast. I appreciate it more than you know. And it felt good to share. We'll do this again soon. Talk to y'all later. Bye.